Psalm 46 is beautiful, a poetic vision of the exalted God of heaven and earth above, but present in the trauma of life. In the midst of mountains toppling, roaring seas, and the battles of men, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. That is the dwelling place of the Lord. Twice the author encourages us, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Why? The psalmist paints a chaotic picture at the opening of this psalm, with troubles abounding. It assures us of the Lord's ever-present help in times of trouble. Life seems to be imploding, the earth seems to be collapsing, but God. To the repetition, the psalmist's use of hosts is not only a reference to the angelic hosts of heaven, but, as he writes, heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them. The author is making a simple point. He is the Lord of hosts. Whether of angels or universes or life on earth, he is Lord of all. The God of Jacob is our refuge, an unmovable shelter in the midst of dramatic change. But why Jacob? One would have very little trouble believing that God would be a refuge to limping Israel, Jacob's new name. But the God of that sneaky, cheating, heel-catching Jacob? Yes. Psalm 46 is speaking into our humanity. When troubles abound and the platitudinal decorum of congregational function seems to lack the power to change circumstance, we can find ourselves planning, just as Jacob did, not limping in faith as Israel. How will we survive our present trouble? As a conniving heel catcher or a God-dependent limping Israel? The message is simple. Even when we've tried to make our own escape, find our own peace, and rebuild fallen towers of refuge, the God of Jacob will still be our rescue. He will not leave us to the elements. What does he say? Be still and know that I am God. Stop planning your own escape, stop planning your own rescue and recovery, and be still in the knowledge that the God of Jacob, the Lord of hosts, is your refuge and strength in every season of trouble. He spoke the universe into being, so he can and he will renew your life as well. Jesus came to find Jacobs like us, and thankfully, his grace causes us to be more than conquerors by resting in him. Hallelujah. Friends, I pray you have a very blessed day today. And remember, no matter what this day brings, he is Lord of all. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Hashem Yeshua. May the Lord bless and keep you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen.